This week begins a year-long campaign in New York that focuses on the Two-Row Wampum, a treaty between the Haudenosaunee, also known as the Iroquois Nation, and some of the first settlers of New York. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the idea is to educate, advocate, and create a better relationship between Native Americans and New Yorkers.
The Two-Row Wampum is a white belt with two rows of purple beads made from shells held together by sinew. It's 400 years old this year, and that's why Onondaga Turtle Clan mother Frida Jacques says it's a good time to bring it out and polish it up, so to speak. First, some history.
The Haudenosaunee made an agreement early on via the Mohawks over near Albany, near the Hudson, with the first settlers who came, and they were the Dutch. And we made a wampum that depicted what the agreement was about.
Jacques said that treaty did more than promote peace and friendship between the Haudenosaunee and settlers.
An important aspect of this agreement is that we live in the river life, and we all need to take care of it.
Andy Major is project coordinator of the campaign. He says the environment is a big part of the essence of the wampum.
The river of life has been fouled very, very terribly by our people, and we need to take care of that.
So part of the campaign is advocating for environmental issues, for example, opposition to hydrofracking. Another component, says Major, means righting past wrongs.
The people of New York State, the people of the United States, and our respective governments have not upheld the agreements that were signed in our name.
The campaign kicks off this evening with a Sharing the River of Life presentation in Syracuse. Major hopes more New Yorkers become aware of the message of the Two-Row Wampum.
We need to respect one another. We need to respect one another's differences. We need to openly confront difficulties.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.